Welcome back to Daf and Depth, Shabbos Daf Vav. On Amr Aleph, halfway down the Amr, the Gemara brings a brisa. Tanu Rabbanon, Dalad Rishuyas L'Shabbos. There are four distinct Rishuyas, places that have different halachas regarding Hilchas Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis, Umakim Tor. And the brisa continues to explain what the guidelines are for each one of these Rishuyas. The second one the brisa mentions is the Rishus HaRabim. Vezui Rishus HaRabim. Sratya uplatya gedayla umavuos hamufulashin zui rishus harabim gemura. The Braisa lists three things: a sratya, a platya gedayla, and mavuos that are mufulashin, that are open. Rashi explains sratya. What's a sratya? A mesila shehalchan ba early ear. Mesila is literally a path that you travel on from one city to the next. Seems like the interconnecting highway connecting one city to the next. Platya, rechava shel ir shasham is kapsin l'schayra. Seems like the town square where people used to get together to sell their wares. And the third one is mevuos shel ir rechavim yurvav ama. Here Rashi says that it has to be 16 amas wide. Hamufulashin mishnei reshein l'platya, that are open on both ends to a platya. Now the achrenim discuss is hamufulashin. This day Rashi says, the Braisa says, the Mavois on Mefulashin, is that only on Mavois, or is that on Platya as well? So the Rashba, in his Sefer Avodah Sakaida, Shar Gimel, says, Ezu Rishus HaRabim, Kol Mokayim Sherachav Tezayin Amma Al Tezayin Amma, Mizkabtsin Shom B'nei Adam L'Schayra, V'lasay Shom Tzorcheyim, B'shvakim Shom B'medinais. Any place that's 16 by 16, and people get together there to do their selling, to do their work, even though the doors that closed at night, zui platya sha'amru, this is platya sha'amru. And then it continues, v'chein, mevuos hamufulashin is the third thing. The Rashba clearly says that the platya, this town square, does not have to be open on all sides. It could even have dulasos that are nanolos balayla. And the chaste davar is medayik, the Rashi seems to hold the same thing. That only Mavayos have to be mefulish. But a platya itself, the platya could be closed, could be surrounded on all sides. And Chaste David asks, the Makar for Rishus HaRabim is learnt from Machne Yisrael in the Midbar. If you look in the Gemara and Daf Tzadiches, the Gemara says that the reason why something which is Makar, which is covered, is not a Rishus HaRabim is because it's Einay Demel Adiglai Midbar. So, Frak to Chaste David, for that same reason, we should also exclude any place that's not mefulish, that it's not David Diglei Midbar. Because in the Midbar, the Rishus HaRabim was the space where Klal Yisrael traveled, which was the Midbar, and the space that was between every Agala, the wagons, while they were traveling, was Mefulish on both sides to the Midbar. And that was the Rishus HaRabim. So how could we say, how could the Rashba say, how could we be Medayik and Rashi, that a Platya, even though it's not mefulish, it's a Rishus HaRabim. And the Chaste David says there are two types of Rishus HaRabims, and they're really both learnt from Diglei Midbar. One is the Rishus HaRabim, which was the place where Klal Yisrael traveled, where they went from one place to the next, and he calls that the Mavois. And he says that has to be mefulish, that has to be open on both sides, so it should be doimed to Diglei Midbar, how they were when they traveled. But he says there's another Rishus HaRabim that wasn't made for passage. It wasn't made for traveling. Rather, it was made for people to get together and do what they had to do, selling their wares and anything else that had to be done in a public place. And he says that wasn't learned from the way Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar. Rather, that was learned from Machne Leviya B'Shas Chaneyason, while they rested. Even though Machne Yisrael totally surrounded all the Ahalim, and he says that as a Ribu of Yud Beis Mil, and it was considered one city, still, Moshe Rabbeinu's Machne Leviya, where he lived, was considered a Rishus HaRabim. And if you look in Perek Hazirik, Daf Tzadik Vav, the Gemara says, Moshe Heichan Yosef Machne Leviya, Machne Leviya Rishus HaRabim Hu. And Rashi says, why was Machne Leviya, where Moshe Rabbeinu was, a Rishus HaRabim? Shakol Mitzuyin Eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Chaste David, the Makar for the Rashba to say that the place where everybody gathers together is a Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not Mefulish, was Gufa learned out from Machne Leviya, which comes out, there are two types of Rishus HaRabim. So the Rishus HaRabim of Machne Leviya which didn't have to be mefulish, which was able to be surrounded and closed because that was learnt out from the Machna Leviya. Then you have the other type of Rishus HaRabim, which is the Mavuos HaMefulashin, and those were, let's just call them the pathways, the places where people traveled, and that was learnt out from the way Klal Yisrael traveled in the Midbar, and that was open on both sides, and that type of Rishus HaRabim has to be open. Have a wonderful day.